Thank you and good morning. Wildfires continue to burn across Northern California, and there are currently fires burning in Humboldt, Mendocino, Trinity, and Shasta counties, with tens of thousands of acres scorched, tens of thousands of residents affected, and thousands of homes and outbuildings threatened. The Mad River complex of fires has forced the closure of Highway 36 at the Trinity County line, and evacuation advisories have been lifted for residents in and around Blocksburg. The complex is a series of seven fires ignited by lightning that have burned more than 15,000 acres. The fires are burning in timber, tall grass, and chaparral with uphill runs, allowing the fires to spread. More than 600 personnel have been assigned to the fires, and an exact count of destroyed homes and other structures is undetermined. Further to the east, the river complex of fires burning on the Humboldt-Trinity County line has burned more than 3,500 acres and is comprised of seven fires burning near Denny. Homes and other buildings in the area are under threat, and mandatory evacuations for residents have been ordered for Hoboken, Denny, and Daly. Thunderstorms swept through the area from Sunday into Monday, and more fires could have been ignited. Roadways in the fire area to the east of Willow Creek have been closed down, and there is significant danger to fire crews and residents due to fire activity. While fire threatens remote communities along the north coast, it's in Lake County, where wildfire has caused serious damage. The Rocky Fire, which exploded over the weekend to engulf more than 60,000 acres in Lake County and parts of Yolo and Colusa counties, has already burned two dozen homes, two dozen outbuildings, and threatens hundreds more. Smoke from the wildfires remains a concern for residents across the region. You are urged to limit outdoor activity due to poor air quality. Detectives with the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office are investigating the deaths of two people in the small coastal town of Albion, north of Fort Bragg along Highway 1. Mendocino County deputies were called out to perform a welfare check at the residence on Navarro Road on Saturday morning. And when a deputy peered through a window, he saw the body of a 77-year-old woman and the body of an 80-year-old man on the floor. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene, and the male victim was still alive and was taken to an out-of-area hospital for treatment. He succumbed to his injuries on Sunday evening. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office said in a press release that it appears to be a case of a murder-suicide. The names of the victims are being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Volunteers cleaned up along the Eel River over the weekend. Jordan Christmas has more.
More than 60 volunteers gathered at the banks of the Eel River and Fortuna over the weekend as large amounts of illegally dumped trash were removed from those areas. The two-day cleanup started on Friday and it was coordinated by Sean Swanson, the founder of the River Life Foundation. The cleanup resulted in nearly 4,000 pounds of illegally dumped trash being removed from the banks of Eel River and Fortuna. The trash was then taken to Eel River disposal, and dumping fees were paid by Measure Z funding.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills joined Talk Shop on Monday and discussed a wide range of issues, including the issue of officer-involved shootings. Numerous incidents involving police officers have captured headlines across the country, and Mills was critical of some and supportive of others. Mills pointed out that in the United Kingdom, officer-involved shootings are extremely rare, while here in the States, we have had more than 400 since the first of the year. Mills said that part of that is the prevalence of firearms in our society, but he said that mental health and substance abuse play a large role as well.
The other thing that's really gripping our country that we have to come to terms with is the mental health issues. If for those who family members who have significant mental health problems, it's horribly frustrating. It's difficult to work with those family members. But at the same time, when you call the police because it's beyond your control, we have to deal with it. And I can't just walk away and say, sorry, I don't care. We do care.
Mills said that in addition to access to firearms, substance abuse leads to dangerous interactions.
The third triangle there that we have to come to grips with as a country is if you get so blown out of your mind on narcotics, on drugs, that you have lost touch with reality and you arm yourself, your chances of getting hurt go way up, whether it's by the police or by somebody else.
Chief Mills said that he and his department will continue to search for ways to better serve the community. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.